The EUDAC 9 Directive Activation 2026 framework has arrived as a massive relief valve for multinational tax teams facing an unprecedented administrative gridlock. Today, Monday, May 18, 2026, corporate tax departments across the European Union are rapidly restructuring their approach to global minimum tax reporting. Instead of battling what was once feared to be an unmanageable 27-headed administrative monster, in scope multinational enterprises, MNEs, are utilizing the newly active rules to streamline their entire compliance pipeline ahead of the fast-approaching summer deadline. The one-and-done, single-filing strategy by formally transposing the OECD's Globe Information Return, GIR, into unified EU law under the name Top-Up Tax Information Return, TTIR. This new mechanism fundamentally changes how global corporations report their numbers. Historically, under the baseline text of the EU Minimum Taxation Directive, every single localized constituent entity of an MNE group had to file an individual return in its own specific member state. For an enterprise with an active footprint spanning all 27 countries, that meant logging into 27 separate digital tax portals, navigating different language barriers, and parsing mismatched local data formatting styles. The EUDAC 9 Directive Activation 2026 regime replaces this chaotic system with a streamlined, single-point entry pipeline. The designated filer. Corporate groups can officially appoint a single entity, such as a German, Irish, or Dutch subsidiary, to act as the designated filing entity for the entire European Economic Area. The dissemination process. Once this centralized consolidated return is uploaded to the chosen member state's digital tax gateway, the receiving tax authority assumes the administrative burden of parsing, sorting, and securely distributing the relevant data packages to all other affected jurisdictions. The countdown clock. This operational ease lands just in the nick of time. The final statutory deadline for the first active reporting cycle, covering fiscal years starting on or after December 31, 2023, remains strictly locked at June 30, 2026. Data segregation. The dissemination matrix to protect national sovereign rights and maintain absolute confidentiality. The filing country does not simply blast the entire unedited document to every capital. Instead, it utilizes an automated dissemination approach built on an OECD interoperable XML data schema. The data is parsed dynamically based on each country's specific taxing status. Ultimate parent entity, UPE, state, receives the full, unedited top-up tax information return for total oversight of the global enterprise footprint. All implementing member states receive the complete general section of the return to monitor high-level corporate transparency tracking. IIR, UTPR taxing jurisdictions receive the general section plus specific local jurisdictional subsections to calculate direct liabilities under local minimum tax rules. QDMTT-only jurisdictions receive the general section, minus high-level summaries, plus the relevant localized data points to validate domestic minimum tax credits and local safe harbor exemptions. Strategic shift. Legacy overlap versus centralized ledger. The compliance workflow has changed fundamentally for the current tax year. Under the legacy setup, filing was decentralized and peer-to-peer. The reporting cadence required heavy duplicate work across multiple local interfaces, and audits were entirely reactive, lagging months behind. Under the new unified ledger, filing is completely consolidated into a single central submission. The data uses a unified EU common IT schema, allowing near real-time automated data sharing between member state registries, transforming regional compliance into a proactive, coordinated process. A pragmatic shield against system lag. This update acts as an essential operational cushion for a system that was on the verge of fracturing under its own logistical complexity. If multinational groups had been forced to file dozens of individual returns this summer while separate national IT portals are still experiencing major system lag, corporate compliance would have ground to an absolute halt. By legalizing a single consolidated hub, Europe has trimmed down a massive layer of administrative overhead. However, it's vital for CFOs not to confuse a simplified filing process with simplified accounting. The underlying data requirements remain completely UNC.